Unleashed Radio.
Woohoo! Back.
Indeed. Yes. That was One Fathom Down.
It was.
With False Data.
Yep. And just before that, you had some words of advice. You had Chris TT with the head cold bit of winter.
There we go.
I'm so excited, Mark.
I am. Can literally not contain myself. I'm gonna have to take my anxiousness out by just repeatedly doing this.
Ring the bells. It's that time, London Town. Listeners of The Scene According to the Dash, we are joined by a very, very special guest indeed. It is none other than the one,
the only,
Father Christmas!
Wow, this is such an honour.
Santa,
hello,
Father,
boys, how are you?
Very well. How are you, young man?
Oh, you're too kind.
Wow.
Yes, everything is marvellous. It's very, very busy out here at the moment.
I can imagine. Whereabouts are you at the moment, Father?
Well,
if I can call you that.
I was in Gravesend earlier, and I've just reached the outskirts of London. We're just perched on top of the dome at the moment.
Wow. How exciting. Wow. And is it all going well? Because I know the snow is, you know, troublesome, but you're probably, you know, quite adept with the snow now.
Well, we're doing very well. Of course, we have Rudolph leading the way for us, so everything is marvellous up here.
Excellent.
And I want to say, I'm so sorry I couldn't be in the studio with you personally. We've had a bit of a rush. We had a few people who've been very naughty during the year, suddenly started being nice, and I just wanted to do a bit of an audit see if I need to put them on a different list.
Is that us?
I must say that your boys from the Dash have been doing very well this year. You've made a lot of people very happy.
Oh, that's very kind, Santa. Thank you.
I'm a little bit concerned about the cancelling Christmas song, if I may say so.
Yeah, well, we wanted to take the pressure off.
Yeah.
We wanted to alleviate your woe somehow.
Yeah, alleviate your workload, you know.
Very good.
Yes, but is it, obviously it's a very busy time. I mean, what do you do the rest of the year, Santa? Are you sort of lying low, sort of, you know?
Well, you know, there's a lot to be prepared.
Of course.
It's hard times at the moment. I had to give a couple of elves the sack only this afternoon.
Oh, really?
And they filled it with presents.
Excellent.
The little joke I tell every year at this time.
Santa, that's a fantastic laugh. Could be a touch of bronchitis. Do be careful roof.
I've been out gigging recently. I think maybe my voice has suffered a little.
I see. And what will you and Mrs. Claus be doing over the festive periods?
Oh, well, Mary and I, Merry Christmas, we always get together with the elves and the helpers and we have a huge lunch.
Wow.
All day, really.
All day?
On Christmas Day itself, or are you sleeping?
On Christmas Day, on Christmas Eve, on the 4th of January, on the 12th of March.
Wow, quite gluttonous.
All year long, we have to keep in trim. We have to keep our Christmas muscle exercise.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah, very busy time indeed, yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, the boys and girls of London Town have been very good. What happens if someone is not so good? Are they struck off? Are they sort of out in the dark? Are they sent to Coventry?
Well, we keep a very close eye on people.
Do you? Right.
I was on a train the other day in my non-Christmas disguise.
Yes, of course.
And a young man asked me if I was one of Father Christmas's helpers.
Ah, right, okay.
Keeping an eye on people. And, of course, I told him I couldn't possibly tell him either way whether I was or not.
Right,
it's a bit like Fight Club, I guess.
The first rule of being Father Christmas is we never talk
We don't
of
talk
being
about
Father
being Father Christmas. That's amazing. Well, it's such an honour to have you live on the line, Father Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a joy to be with you. We listened, you know, at the North Pole. We listened to Recharge Radio all the time.
Fantastic. Could you could sort of give a Merry Christmas ho 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 to all the listeners of Recharge, and we can maybe use that as a sound bite. Would you do that for us, Father Christmas?
I would be only too happy.
Okay, here the floor's yours.
Merry Christmas to the world of Recharged Radio.
Absolutely spellbinding work there.
That was
Thank you
genius.
So much. That my Christmas is complete.
I'm only sorry you couldn't get Brian Blessed.
Oh, Brian is coming up. He's coming up. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes. One would hope. But Santa, I believe you have a Christmas message for us. Is that right? We're going to have to race off soon.
I wrote a little poem for you this afternoon.
So kind.
You're very kind,
Mark,
man.
Preempted this a little bit earlier. He was talking about some of my different names. I've called this poem Baba Chagaloo. Do you know why I've called it that?
We don't, Father Christmas. Why
because
is that?
That's the name they call me in Afghanistan. And that's probably my favourite name in all the world. Baba Chagaloo. It sounds like a reggae song.
Baba Chagaloo, fantastic.
There's a lot of rhythm in there.
So I wrote a little sort of poem called Baba Chagaloo because I couldn't actually get that word into the poem itself.
Fantastic. Okay, the floor's yours. Off you go.
If you want to put some bells behind me, you'd be only too well.
Okay, we'll shake some bells.
You know my name, it's Santa. Father Christmas, if you will. In Russia, I'm known as Dead Moroz. In France, I'm Père Noël. I'm Ganesha in India. In Japan, I'm Hotesho. All the boys and girls all around the world know my name wherever I go. Every year, I bring you presents, but only if you've been good. Have you supported live music all year long? Have you downloaded the tracks you should? Have you listened to The Scene according to The Dash on Recharged Radio and enjoyed the ramblings of Mark and Gav? They make me have a very happy Christmas. And remember, if you're strapped for cash, it costs nothing to give some love, you know. So here's some from Santa and The Dash.
Santa, that was beautiful.
Fantastic.
That's brought a festive tear to my eye. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Santa.
Thank you.
A real pleasure. Now, if you'll forgive me, I do have to get off. There have been some troubling reports from Penge.
There's always troubling reports from Penge.
Absolutely. Always a troublesome place. Santa, it's been an honour.
Happy Christmas to you and all your listeners all around the world. And
thank you very much.
I shall look forward to seeing you again
next year. Absolutely. Wish you a very, very merry holiday and take care on those roofs. They can be treacherous.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you very soon. Thank you so much for your Christmas goodwill.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye,
Happy
Santa.
Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Wow, that was groundbreaking.
That was surreal.
That was amazing.
Actually saying Merry Christmas to Santa.
That was brilliant, wasn't it? I felt a bit nervous, a bit starstruck.
Well, he's kind of like...
Legend, isn't he?
Yeah.
And apparently he's DJing at the Wheelbarrow tomorrow night as well. So he's got a really busy schedule lined up. So thank you, Santa, for joining us. I need to catch my breath.
He's like the Elvis of Christmas.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wow, a legend. I mean, people say there are a few different Santas, isn't there? There's only one Santa.
Yeah. The one that appears on the scene according to the Dash.
Absolutely, amazing.
Recharge Radio. That's the only Santa.
Absolutely brilliant. Let's, Well.
Yeah, well, I think we should have some music.
Let's have a track.
To recompose ourselves.
Let's have a Christmas track while we're on this This is for Santa. That was amazing talking to Santa. We're going to play you a song by Beans on Toast, our old friend Jay. This is simply called Christmas at Tesco's.
Broadcasting live from Maple Street Studios. Go to maplestreetstudios.co.uk.
Well, Tesco's are turning on the Christmas lights, and it's not even November. It feels like every year they'll turn them on a little sooner. Well, they've stocked up all the booze and decorated every aisle. It's a message to the nation saying, get your wallets out. Well, I'm gonna get a present and a Christmas wish, but Jesus hasn't got nothing to do with it. So take all of the earnings from a giant store and pass it on to somebody who needs it more. If it's a time for giving, then why don't we give and try to find a better way to do this shit? You know, they make a packet on the Tesco shelves and then they try to tell us all that every little helps. Well, Tesco's are turning on the Christmas lights. They'll be open every day. There'll be staff behind the checkout at every store on Christmas Day. While Santa's little helpers will all be stacking shelves for a big fat Father Christmas and a giant pool of wealth. Well, I'm gonna get a present for the Christmas tree. I'm told that it is good for the economy. But children don't want money or expensive stuff. They just want their parents to give a fuck. I don't want to be a cynic or a Scrooge about this. I fucking love Christmas and I love getting pissed. The annual celebration and the theme should stay, but Tesco should be closed on Christmas Day.